Hi, I'm Raven, and I play Blake. Stay tuned to follow Blake's crazy dating life to find out why I love the holidays, only on Apple Podcasts and the Anchor app. You are now listening to a Q Woods production. So I'm Blake. I feel like the quickest way to get to know me is to know my tea. This is a safe space, right? Okay, so boom. I did a few semesters abroad while in a long-distance relationship with my high school sweetheart. When I was close to returning home, I found out he had cheated on me, gotten another girl pregnant with twins, and was moving to her state to help her raise them. I was super depressed for about a year, but now I'm back outside, and I'm dating this new guy, Saint, who I met not too long ago at a New Year's Eve party. Now here we are on date number two.
Yo, the food was amazing. I definitely gotta slide back.
Oh, wow. So you're gonna come back without me?
Shit, I was gonna come back when I got off work tomorrow, but we can run it back together if you want to.
I was kidding.
Look, I really enjoyed being out with you tonight, Blake.
Yes, pull me in close. Looking at his muscles is one thing, but being wrapped in them is another. And he smells amazing. I enjoy being out with you tonight, too. This moment is perfect. The snowflakes are falling around us. We're wrapped in each other's arms. Oh, he's moving in. Let me close my eyes. Not the forehead kiss. What the hell?
Here, let me get that door for you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, hit my line when you make it home.
Okay, good night.
Blake, not the forehead kiss.
That's how niggas kiss their sisters or their mamas.
Clearly, my life is a joke. And the two clowns laughing at me are my cousin slash roommate, Ty Chai, and model friend Vicky that I met while taking pictures a few months ago.
What is up with the forehead kiss on a second date?
Yeah, babes, that's odd. By date number two, we would have been getting it in.
You would have got it in on the first date.
You two are a mess. And he's a really sweet guy. I just expected a little more oomph. But maybe he's waiting, being respectful.
Maybe he's gay.
Vicky, girl, just because he didn't kiss her on the lips, that does not make him gay.
Well, she said he was really sweet. But no, seriously, has there been any talk about sex, even in a playful way?
Not really. But he's a gentleman. Maybe he didn't think it was respectful.
Or maybe your gentleman has a little peen.
I'm sorry. Blake, don't listen to her. Look, Valentine's Day is coming up. And if you want things to move a little faster, then you may need to be the one that takes charge.
He's got a point.
Thank you, Ty-Ty, for actually being helpful. So what would you suggest?
Blake, you actually showed up?
You see me?
It's hard not to.
Good answer. You better only have eyes for me in here. I know how the girls like to come to the gym trying to be cute.
No, I actually don't pay much attention, to be honest. I'm not the type to be easily distracted.
Another good answer. I actually have a real question for you this time.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
So, Saint, I know girls don't usually do this, but do you have plans for Valentine's Day?
Nah, I don't, Alicia Keys. I was gonna ask you the same thing.
Well, since we're both free, let me take you out. Switch things up a bit.
I don't know, Blake. I like to be in control of that. I like to do the whining and dining.
Well, just for fun, let me take this one. I promise you can whine and dine me all you want after that.
All right, bet.
Okay. Phase one of the plan is complete.
All right, now come on. We ain't in here to look cute. It's time to get to work.
Oh, it's strict around this bitch. Sir, yes, sir. Okay, tonight is the night. I hope everything goes as planned.
Blake.
This man has the most beautiful smile. And he brought me roses. Thank you, they're beautiful.
It's something slight. You been waiting long?
Nope, let's head to our table.
Oh, they got rose petals all over the floor and everything. How you find this spot?
TikTok.
Okay. Well, let me get your coat. Oh, shit.
Step one.
Oh, my bad. That dress looking real good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know I'm not really used to the woman planning a date on Valentine's Day.
Well, times are changing, and this is only the first half of the date. So let's toast to experiencing new things tonight.
Bet, I can toast to that.
So after an hour of dining, it's almost time for part two of the plan. So you're just gonna have one glass?
Yeah, I like to keep my drinking to a limit.
Oh, what happens when you go past the limit? Your wild side comes out?
Nah, not at all. I just prefer to stay at a buzz. Never really saw the hype in being drunk.
Well, more for me then. Boo. Let me spice things up with this little leg trick.
Oh, you must be feeling that wine, huh?
A little. Did he just move his leg?
So, now that we finished with the dinner, what are we getting into for part two of the date?
That's a surprise. Follow me. Oh, he's gonna love this shit.
The elevator?
Don't ask questions. You're gonna ruin the surprise. Come on.
Okay. Oh, we headed to the top, huh?
We are.
Ooh, you weren't playing. How you get this spot?
I have my ways. Or Vicky has a sugar daddy who booked the penthouse, but whatever. Here, you take in the view and I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm good.
It's just one glass of champagne.
I don't know.
Look, you can sip it slow or don't drink it at all, but you look cute holding it, so don't ruin the moment.
All right, hurry back.
Okay, let me just slip this dress off. Damn, I look good in this lingerie. I'm gonna get more than a kiss from Bae. Hey. Okay, his back is turned. Let me just tap him on the shoulder and...
Oh, damn, it's like that.
You like what you see?
I mean, I do, but...
Oh, he's such a good kisser. And since his hands are full, let me just slide my hands down his...
Whoa, Blake, relax. Chill.
What?
What you doing?
You don't like it?
I do, it's just... What's the rush?
I mean, it's Valentine's Day. And it's date number 3.
Yeah, that's true, but I...
You gay, aren't you?
Man, what?
Or is it a size thing? Because I may be able to work with that.
No, it's none of that. I'm celibate.
Oh.
Man, that's crazy, bro. A man can't even show his strength without you thinking there's something else going on.
Well, why didn't you just say?
I would have, but it seemed like you already got your mind made up. But you have a nice night, Blake.
Same! Shit.